Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show, although there's nothing much to see, on the River Talk, Facebook live stream, which you can see on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, also on the Dimitri profile page on Facebook. How you doing? And enjoy. Again, there's not much to see. The high point, the visual treat of all of this, in addition to our great advertisers, is the little ducky that I got from Nail City Jeep Club, which is kind of perched here at the top, keeping everyone in line here. And it does have actually headphones. It really does have headphones. So thank you, Jennifer. All right. So if you've just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. The good news is I've got more incredible radio for you, including a big announcement that at first will cause many of you to scratch your heads and go, what the hell's he even talking about? What do you mean you can call into his show to talk on a talk show, but the talk host will not talk to you? This makes no sense. Well, it seems as if it makes no sense, but in fact, it makes all the sense in the world. And you're actually going to like it after you get over your revulsion regarding how it's, at first you're going to hate it. And you're going to be calling the station and complaining and then bitching and moaning and this, that, and the other, but you'll come to love it. It's an acquired taste. Sort of like Dimitri. Dimitri's an acquired taste. You may not like me at first, but if you start listening to the show, I mean really listening and understanding what I'm doing, after like one or two or three years or so, you'll start to understand it and start to appreciate it. So just hang in there with me. All right, fine. So we stopped in this middle of this Robbie Starbuck thing regarding Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel's gone woke. People are losing their minds. Of course, the local media here is so out of touch that they're not even doing stories about it. But it's a big deal to an awful lot of people here in the Big Willie listening area, the Upper Ohio Valley, the tri-state area, really throughout much of America. It's really a big deal. It's not about the logo. It's about the culture war. The same culture war that caused that sweet little Indian princess to be just wiped off the face of Land O'Lakes butter. By the way, this is not a goof. This is for real. I used to buy Land O'Lakes butter. I didn't really give it a whole lot of thought. It tasted fine, you know, and the little Indian princess, fine. Okay, I did not give it much thought. And then when the woke crowd said, you know, we got to get rid of Little Indian Princess because that's cultural appropriation or some other God knows what crap, I stopped buying Land O'Lakes butter. And it turns out there are a lot of other butters out there that are pretty damn good. There really are. And so I've been buying a lot of those now. I've never bought Land O'Lakes butter after they got rid of the Little Indian Princess, and I never will. Again, that's just me. Whatever you do, that's your business. You're a grown-up. This is your life. This is your money. Do whatever you want. I don't really care. When they got rid of Uncle Ben, that bothered me too. I have a very soft spot for brown rice. I know it sounds insane. Believe me, I know it does. And I don't even know what converted brown rice is. But I do know this. Over the years, I've tried lots of different brands. And there's only one that I just love. Uncle Ben's converted brown rice. Man, I could eat it morning, noon, and night. I mean, in fact, there are days when I actually did. That's why I can't eat it now. Bottom line is this. When they got rid of Uncle Ben, I stopped buying Uncle Ben's brown converted rice. I've never bought it. I never will. Same thing with Aunt Jemima. Same thing with just on and on and on. I don't drink beer. But if I had been drinking beer, and if I had been drinking Bud Light, when I saw that guy, that Dylan McIlvaney or whatever, start doing, being the spokesperson, I would have stopped drinking Bud Light. And I never would have gone back to it. That's just me. Whatever you do is your business. I don't really care. But that's just me. Cracker Barrel is just one more battle in the culture war. And we seem to be losing all the time. Have you noticed that? We seem to be losing. won the election in November, but we're losing the culture war left and right all over the place. And now it is Cracker Barrel. So yesterday, I drove to St. C. to the mall area, and I went specifically to see Cracker Barrel, to see how many folks were there. And at 10 after 2 on Sunday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, there was, I think, one van in the parking lot in the first row and literally no one in any of the rocking chairs. And I thought to myself, people, my listeners are not going to believe me, so I better take a picture of this. And I did. And I posted it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. So go to Big Willie 105.5, the Facebook page, follow it. Following is important. You will see the picture that I took. Now, was that typical for the business at Cracker Barrel? Well, I can't say because I'm not there morning, noon, and night. Do I suspect it's typical for the business these days, especially after people are realizing how woke this company is? Yeah, I suspect that's the business. I suspect that's the way it actually is. But see for yourself. It's a row of rocking chairs and no cars in the parking spaces, except I think there was one van. No people. It was unbelievable. Will you continue to eat at Cracker Barrel? Well, you can vote on that. Go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, follow it, and then pinned at the top, one of the first posts, is a question. Would you continue to eat at Cracker Barrel? And you can vote yes or no. Just put it in the comments because we'd like to get an idea of how people are reacting to this. So your vote actually does matter, but make sure you follow Big Willie 105.5, that Facebook page. Now, I played for you a few minutes ago the first part of this Robbie Starbuck expose on the corporate mindset of today's Cracker Barrel. And it is so woke, it is disgusting. Well, we've got more of it here. In fact, I'm going to play the rest of it, or a good portion of it, right now.
Now, back to the HRC. If you're not familiar with the HRC and you thought of Hillary Clinton, somehow the actual HRC is worse than Hillary. In fact, in the most Orwellian twist, their full name is the Human Rights Foundation. With such a name, you might expect them to speak up for trafficking victims, free speech, religious freedom, or maybe young girls who suffer from genital mutilation in third world countries. But again, you'd be wrong. They actually support the mutilation that left-wing activists call, quote, gender-affirming care for children. And yes, they support the hormones, the surgeries, all of it. The HRC also absolutely hates President Trump. And their president called President Trump a white nationalist who hates America during this last election.
We can have a 34-time felony convicted wannabe white nationalist dictator in office.
The HRC, they want workplaces pushing pronouns, transgenderism, full medical coverage for transitions, and to fund pride events both inside the workplace and outside the workplace. In fact, in this image posted by a former Cracker Barrel employee, you'll see that they've sponsored the HRC's, quote, equality dinner for at least 10 years. They even got a shout out on stage from the HRC for their dramatic embrace of wokeness.
In all of the ways, Cracker Barrel, I see you!
Remember that cubicle before? It belonged to a former employee who was actually a part of the HRC's Business Advisory Council in Washington, D.C. A very proud moment for Cracker Barrel executives, I'm sure. In fact, his LinkedIn says he's still on the council today. That employee, Steve Smotherman, was also the head of management training and development at Cracker Barrel for 15 years. That explains a lot. So this ideology has been permeating the company since as early as 2005. He left in 2020 to form a corporate consulting company and later to work for Out and Equal, no doubt to advance his cause in more workplaces. And if you think maybe the ideology left with him, you'd be wrong. Meet Rachel Campbell. She acts as the manager of training and development at Cracker Barrel. She's also similarly very excited about their LGBT rocking chairs. And it's important to note all of this because these types of employees play a critical role in turning companies away from the values of their customers and moving the companies toward wokeness. That guy I mentioned, he is the archetype activist employee that fueled the rise of DEI in corporate America. When he was at the company, the HRC and Cracker Barrel were so tight that Cracker Barrel even brought in an HRC representative named Beck Bailey to do a training on transgenderism and pronouns. I'm sure this was extremely helpful with the rush of customers they have that want to be called by they, them, or zimzer pronouns, because that's apparently the clientele they're after today. Now, you might also be interested to know that for a good while, Cracker Barrel participated in the HRC's woke social credit scoring system called CEI scoring. This scoring system measures what lengths you are willing to go to bend over backwards, signaling your support for transgenderism through funding transitions, funding pride, messaging pride, supporting transitioning kids, and much more. Knowing that, you might not be surprised to find out that Cracker Barrel Corporate once had pamphlets passed out on how to support, quote, LGBTQ plus youth, and pamphlets on Coming Out Day. These pamphlets include helpful sections on creating, quote, safe zones for LGBT people and how they, quote, will not tolerate heterosexist or cisgenderism comments and actions. If you happen to make one of these comments, which I assume are as little as believing boys can't be girls and girls can't be boys, then the pamphlet informs you that you will be educated. But I think they meant re-educated, right? I think that is what they meant. These pamphlets were part of the push to build LGBTQ plus allyship at the company. It probably won't surprise you either at this point to find out that a vice president at Cracker Barrel attended the 2024 DEI Industry Roundtable, where she encouraged all employees to champion DEI, and not just those with DEI in their title or diversity in their title. The company had set up a diverse supplier program as well, focused on bringing DEI into how they select suppliers. They also partnered with Middle Tennessee Diversity Forum, and they worked with something called Conexión Américas. To put this in perspective, here's an opinion piece written by the executive director of Conexión Américas, Renata Soto, where she says they partnered with lawyers to help illegal immigrants. And she goes on to message how deportations have created such dark times and virtue signal all the other ways they help illegal immigrants. Now, if you go on the Cracker Barrel website, you can find a page that also signals support for the LGBTQ plus Stonewall riots. You've probably heard of these riots before, but what you might not know about the Stonewall Inn, where all of this took place, is it was also the site of illegal drug dealing, reported teenage prostitution, also known as rape, and it was owned by the mafia. These facts are conveniently always left out when people talk about Stonewall, because then you might start thinking that raiding such a place was maybe a good idea. The truth is, legacy media has worked very hard to whitewash what really went on at Stonewall, because it was dark. On their website, you can also find a page telling you that they work very hard to build and nurture diverse partnerships and diverse representation in advertising, along with educating and advocating for a, quote, inclusive work environment. So where's this virtue signaling coming from? I have a few ideas, but first to my mind is the fact that they have a board member by the name of Gilbert Davila. He was brought onto the board in 2020 at the height of DEI's rise. So what qualified him for this board seat? Well, you see, he's owned a DEI consulting and strategy firm for 15 years that focuses on pushing DEI and DEI advertising. People like him are behind the woke advertising push that we've seen in recent years, and he was also one of the people responsible for DEI at Disney, where he served as a vice president to oversee, quote, global diversity. Now, I have to ask again, does this feel like a man, a board, or a company that actually understands their customers, who, by the way, hold the future of this company in their hands? Obviously not. But that's the point. Companies stopped listening to and stopped caring about their customers and what they wanted. Activists got bold and then bolder. They decided they would shove their values down your throat and you would like it or you would choke on them. But they made a critical mistake. You see, a movement born out of hatred for America could never understand the resilience Americans have. It could never understand the contempt we'd build for a political class that tried to steal our country and our culture from us. They could never understand that people would rise to restore what had been stolen from us. It's very, very important to understand that the Cracker Barrel story is not about a logo. It's not at all about a logo. It is about a country, it is about our heritage, and it is about our culture. It's about a power structure built to tell us that we are somehow backwards, embarrassing, or bigoted. That whiteness or American pride is something to be ashamed of or hidden at all costs. It's about an elite class who sneered and snickered at us as they profited off of us. It's about the way the left took everything we grew up loving and attempted to destroy it. They thought we were stupid. They thought we would pay for our own destruction forever, but we aren't stupid and we won't pay for it anymore. You see, some of us saw what was happening and we planned. We saw the push to replace Americans with illegals. We saw the push to replace national pride with sexual pride. We saw the push to replace our heritage with cultural Marxism. We saw the push to replace God with anything hedonistic. We saw the infiltration of leftism into our schools. We saw everything. And so our people moved into positions of power little by little. And now that wave of sanity that America's feeling again, it feels like it's so sudden. It's not. It has begun, but it has not gotten anywhere near completion. And we,
you can see the entire thing video on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. It is posted. You can see all of it there. Robbie Starbuck. Remember to vote. Go to Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page.